Welcome to Burn Down and Leave. We watch The Ring, so hide your VCRs.
Do you have a VCR?
Yeah.
What's up with you hiding shit?
Because, well, this is good.
He's always making fun of Antoine. Hide your daughters, hide your wife, whatever.
That was not even close.
I don't know what it is. I don't do it on the air.
Please rewind.
They're raping everybody out here.
Whatever.
Be kind and please rewind and start Jack Black, didn't it?
I don't know. Well,
so welcome to Burn Down and Leave. I am Caleb Truex.
I'm Buttica.
I already said welcome to
Burn Down. Yeah, you didn't say names, though.
Well, I think we were gonna, and then you guys all made fun of me for saying, oh, why are you always hiding things? So nobody can find them, okay? Why else do you hide things? Kyle, you're clipping now, you fuck.
That's good.
Clipping!
Kyle, you promised me you wouldn't clip anymore.
Glip.
Good anyway, time. I'm Mike Allison.
Wow. Solid. Okay. We all watch The Ring.
We are.
Well, you're too low. Talk normal.
All right, I'm talking normal. Oh, okay, you're good. It's good.
This is serious business. We watched The Ring 1. Let's do what we always start with since the last few episodes. Do you like this movie?
This movie was fucking ridiculous, dude. It's like, it tried real hard to be artsy and out there, and the computer generated images and shit were just like, so this is like the most dated movie I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like,
they
were getting their fucking disposable camera film developed. All of this took place on VHS. What was the other thing?
The internet.
The internet was trash.
Like 2 hours on the internet.
Four hours.
Sorry.
No, and then there was also damn it. What else was it?
The cell phones.
No, the cell phones were trash too, but like they were
newspapers?
Yeah, fucking newspapers. Hella newspapers. Everybody was reading them. It's weird. It's not real life.
I know. So you didn't like it?
From a comical standpoint, I like it. I think it's okay. A long time ago said I probably would never watch it again, but here I am.
Here I am, babe. Signed, sealed, delivered. Watching this movie.
All right, Mike.
I did not like it. I remember it being so scary. And I was like, nothing happens in this movie.
Yeah, I know. It's literally, it's a movie about a scary movie.
It's a movie about, it's a movie about, I was like 7 days, and that's like the most memorable thing about the movie.
Well, also, it wasn't even, I don't know, just come back to me.
Yeah, once we're done. But yeah. My nostalgia goggles were a lot heavier. You know what I mean? I had some thick goggles on. It was okay.
Yeah, I think we're all saying is back in the day this was some scary ass shit.
But now that it's nighttime, it's not scary anymore.
It hasn't aged.
Yeah. Now that I've witnessed scarier shit in real life.
Yeah.
I've seen some shit since then.
Yeah, like fucking,
I've seen a guy die.
I've seen shit. I saw it this morning when
And you pooped yourself?
I got a cat now. He's got a poop hole.
Yeah.
Horse box.
That was scarier.
Horse propeller?
Horse propeller.
Death puzzle.
Mike and Isaac. Mike, during the movie.
Hey, don't talk. This is legit. Oh. This might actually come to fruition. Because I will write this. It's better than my other thing that I didn't ever finish, but this is legit. This is a really good bad movie, Fitch.
All right, Caleb, did you like the movie?
Yeah. So I liked it when I watched it originally, obviously. This time through, no. But I always liked the movie before when I was younger. That's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember going to Mr. Movies, that's the name of, because we didn't have a Blockbuster or anything in my hometown.
Yeah, we didn't either.
We went to Mr. Movies, and we rented The Ring, and it was so scary, and we would watch it in my basement, and it would be all me and my friends, and then I had my friend's mom call us at, I don't remember, it was we rented this movie, I had her call us at, a certain time at night, after the movie was done, basically, and I had her go, okay, you're gonna call, and you're just gonna say, you're gonna, wait, I'm gonna answer the phone, and you're gonna say 7 days, or I'm going to give the phone to your son and you're going to just say 7 days and then hang up. And we planned it out because, I knew that was the whole premise of the movie.
Did it work?
My God. Well, we were all fucking terrified. and it was literally minutes after the movie ended because we postponed. It took us a long time to get ready. And this is before texting and shit. So we couldn't I told her 10 o'clock call. I didn't have time to tell her later to change the time. Yeah. So it was right after the movie ended, basically. And then I'm like, Sean, it's for you. And he goes, hello? 7 days. And then he's like, ah, it was good. It was fucking scary. We were hiding under blankets and behind couches and shit. It was terrifying, man. 12-year-olds scared to death.
Yeah.
Did you like it? I don't remember what you said.
He said he liked it before, but he didn't like it now.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was great. No, it's not. It's better than The Ring 2.
I didn't even like it back then. It was just everybody hyped it up. So, this is the scariest movie ever.
I thought it was super legit back in the day.
I don't even think it was.
I feel like a scary movie to me now would be a movie of a guy opening up his email and telling him that he's a month late on his electric bill.
Or
oh, my credit!
Or a guy walking into work and saying that you're fired.
Or walking into work being what are you doing here today? You're not supposed to work today.
Or a puzzle that's
Okay, Mike.
Just throw that out there. Puzzles can be scary. Scary puzzles.
The fact, this is this movie, it's an adaptation of a Japanese franchise.
Yeah, The Grudge?
The Grudge is also, but this is also...
So this...
Ringu.
This is given, the people say, this broke the gateway for bringing Japanese film to be recreated in American film.
Why are you laughing?
He said Ringu.
That's the name of the movie.
It's funny.
So like I was saying, this paved the way for Japanese films to be recreated into American film
for all two movies.
Well, The Grudge, and there's a couple more, but The Grudge is the main one that came after.
And they had to make it happy ending, happy ending, and those aren't happy endings in Japan. You get fucked up and you die. That's what happens.
Well, they had way worse shit, too, that they removed from the movie before it went to the theater.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably was fun. This movie has, in my opinion, has a problem where you get 7 days to do all this stuff. She did everything on the sixth day.
The first, 3 or 4 days whipped by in under 5 to 6 minutes of the film. And then, the rest of it was on the day before.
On the sixth day, she went to the guy's house, the guy whose daughter is the ring girl.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the doctor on the island.
Mm-hmm.
She investigated, the lighthouse stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then they left the island, and on the seventh day, they traveled back to where she found the movie in the first place. She spent a whole day, doing, 2 days worth of shit. At least.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she's a terrible parent.
Yeah.
No, for real, though.
That kid is a terrible kid.
Yeah, he was annoying. His haircut was awful.
His face was stupid.
And,
damn, guys.
That kid sucked.
What does he look like now? I bet he looks like...
Shitty? He probably looks just like that. He
probably looks shitty.
Listen, that kid. It's no girl from the fucking Silent Hill.
True.
It's no girl from that movie with The Rock.
What girl? What? Oh, that one girl?
No, the girl from Ant-Man. It's not that girl. The daughter from Ant-Man, who's the best actress ever. Child actress. Yeah, the kid sucked. And he called his mom Rachel, which we never understood why.
Shit, look at evil Samara. She's all grown up now.
Is she hot?
She's decent.
Whatever.
She's not scary. That's for true.
Scaring away the fucking good boys.
Her name is, readable on the internet if you go
Tatsumaki Sampunku.
It's like Devay Chase.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't like that kid. He sucks. Was there even really a point for him to be in the movie?
It drives the mom to actually go do all this shit.
Yeah, well, you know what else is shitty? Is that kid could just talk to the girl. So why
did
they just have the kid talk to the girl, well, figure out what the hell they're supposed to do.
They never explained to us why he was talking to the girl, or how he ended up talking to the girl, or why he's the only one who can talk to the girl.
Because he's a weirdo like she is.
Because he's a child.
That doesn't make sense.
Our son.
He's like psychic or something.
I think the word you're looking for is mentally handicapped.
I meant psychic, mentally adept.
Handicapped.
Handy clap.
I'll hold you in contempt.
All right, so let's talk about something real quick.
Yeah, Caleb, tell us your stupid shit that you tell us.
This movie was super hype. Right when this was coming out, this movie was super hype. Just like a movie we watched recently called Blair Witch Project.
No way.
Do you remember why Blair Witch Project was popular?
Because
it was real.
Yeah, there was a ring.
It actually happened.
And if you watch the movie...
I'm talking about their promotions.
You watch this movie and you die in seven days?
Check it. Blair Witch Project used very good promotions. We talked about that, right? They made it look believable. They did posters and stuff, right?
I don't remember that part.
So what these guys did for this movie is they went to like concerts and shit.
And showed everybody
and
those videos?
Hand out the tape before the movie was even announced.
Damn, dog.
So the movie was going around already, and there's this whole online thing they set up about people posting about the videos. They tried to recreate.
There was internet back then?
Yeah, I guess.
In 2002?
Apparently. And they were saying
that... Zoolander.com still a thing?
What?
I used to go to Zoolander.com.
I don't fucking know what that is.
It's a website for the movie Zoolander. All right, keep going. Keep going, sorry. That's what I thought of.
So apparently after all of that, when the movie came out, Paramount took down all the websites and stuff and denied that they ever had that up there.
Why?
They wanted to make it, like, real so nobody could, like, figure out that the company was, like, doing all of that.
Nobody cares.
You're telling me that Paramount Pictures is a liar?
Yep.
I'm really disappointed in this movie, man. I remember being so good.
So I should have watched Unfriended, dude. That's actually a scary movie.
We should have.
I saw that in theaters.
Oh, was it good? It was good. Oh, okay.
The whole movie takes place on, like, webcam.
Oh, I hate those guys.
It's good.
That's what Caleb always says.
VHS all over again, dude.
That's what Caleb always says.
No, it looks terrible, but it's good.
So, the curse transfers if you copy the tape.
He has to, like, make a copy and show it to somebody.
Yeah, as long as... And they talk about that in the second movie. As long as somebody else is, like, dying from the tape, like, they're fine if they have the next person, like, die.
Or or if they show it to somebody else?
They have to, pass on the curse. And it doesn't pass on. Like, they have to continually, like, keep people dying from tapes. That's why they make, like, a bajillion copies. There's like is it a deleted scene or is that a theatrical edition? I don't know, but there's like an edition where they make like 500 copies and like just like...
Yeah, and it's not, it follows rules. It's just once it's passed on, it's passed on. Mm-hmm. Like the movie.
Then why would they need more than one copy?
No, what did you do?
Because you have to make a copy and you have to show it to somebody and then they get fucked.
No, actually, it's very similar to the Falls rules. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, because doesn't go back to her.
It's not like once that person dies from the tape, it doesn't go back to the previous person. Like, in It Follows, once it kills that person, it keeps moving back through the line.
Okay, I get you. Yep.
This movie, it seems like once you've copied the tape and showed the copy to somebody, like, you're not responsible for the ghost anymore.
Copy, can I help you?
Whatever, that's stupid. I wish the movie would have ended after they found the girl in the well.
Yeah, it was
just I agree with that.
Also, she fell in that well. One, that water was way too clean. Two,
it was super shallow.
Yeah, it was so shallow that if she had fallen that far, that wouldn't have been like enough to break her fall. She still would have hit the bottom of the well.
Uh-huh. And three, that girl was fucking well dressed.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about the mom? Rachel?
Dude, that mom was hot, dude.
She was hot.
If you watch the movie and you get to an hour and 28 minutes and 33 seconds, you can see her nipples.
Damn, dude.
I don't know if that's actually when, but whenever she falls in that well, it's like straight through the shirt.
How much money did it cost?
Let me guess. Okay, go ahead, guess.
Yeah, let's both guess.
Do it. Kick it.
All right, I think this movie was $22
million. $60 million.
Okay, so their budget was $48 million.
I was closest without going over.
Well, I was closest.
How much do you think they made in opening weekend?
$182,000. Just kidding. $100 million.
I think they made $100 million and $1.
They only made $15 million on the opening week.
Really? Yep. $15 million?
It grossed $230 million.
Oh yeah, because most movies don't make $1 jillion like superhero
right
away. Movies.
Right. Unless it's something that's like as hyped as Deadpool.
Which so like, a superhero movie.
Yeah. They greenlighted There's Deadpool too.
There's been a fuck ton of Ring movies.
I know. There's problems.
Before they even
Guys,
released the first one.
There's been so many Ring movies.
No, there's two.
The Ring movies in Japan.
One, two, three, four. Well, no, there's the one in Japan, which is Ringu or whatever.
Ringu.
Yeah, there's like there's a million in Japan.
Ring Whisperers. Then there's the new one that just came out, which actually is a really high rating for some reason. And then The Ring 2, which, of course, was, like, the worst movie ever.
And this one's similar to Tremors. It's called Ringworm.
Yeah.
That groan means I'm doing my job.
There's the Lord of the Ring. I'm mad about this movie being not good. Like, I'm upset.
Can we talk about that fucking beginning where the audio was not lining up at all? What was going on there?
Yeah, that must have just been the DVD.
I must have been.
There's a lot of parts in this movie where it's like the Foley doesn't match up.
Like when the shovel gets thrown and it hits the cement and it's like, dunk. I was like, that's definitely like not the sound of a shovel hitting cement.
When Mr. Morgan was killing himself, he overkilled himself. He filled up the bathtub and took every electronic thing he owned into the bathroom with him, whereas he could have just done it.
Yeah, he hits her in the head with God knows what, and then pulls the TV out of the wall and plugs it in upstairs. There's a lot of scenes in this movie that I'm just like, it's not scary. It's supposed to be disturbing. Like when she pulls the fly out of the TV?
It's supposed to be fucking cutting edge. I mean, I understand why she kept looking at it. Like, it was weird that there was a fly there because it wasn't like a fly flew by. There was like a fly crawling on the screen.
And it was crawling in a way that it made it look like it was on the inside of the lens.
Yeah. Because it was like, it was back up towards you. Like, you weren't looking at it. It's just.
Yeah, it wasn't like the bottom of the fly. It was like the top of the fly.
I always thought that was fucking weird. I didn't know how I felt about it the first time I saw it.
She opened that book. Found a picture of that fucking lighthouse in the exact same angle.
I know.
I was like, bull-loney.
But here's my thought, dog. What if she's getting images like shot into her head that like are just taken from other sources?
Marijuana.
So like those pictures or whatever are like she can just project things that she's seen.
Also, they kept showing clips from the movie, but it like the movie that they watched on the VHS, and it just had different shit in it every time. It's like,
well, that's supposed to be a thing. It changes.
Yeah, it's supposed to change. Like different shit happens. Like the girl,
Animorph.
Like the girl is like kind of crawling out of the well when the little boy sees it.
By the way, I found this out and that was pretty cool. The girl who played the girl in the well,
she's hot now.
When they had her crawling out of the well, what actually happened was,
they had her crawling backwards into the well.
Yes, no, and then they just reversed it. She was walking backwards into it, and they reversed it to make it look creepy.
Yeah, because everything's creepier when you walk backwards.
Well, I mean, if I saw somebody walking around, like, a school all day backwards, I'd think he was just retarded.
Listen. what's his name?
I was going to be supportive.
Noah, the guy people. Noah.
Noah.
He's like...
The dad guy?
See that... The way that this is positioned in the mirror, like, you should see the camera in the mirror. I'm like, you're a fucking special effects dude, or, like, whatever. You should know how to, like, eliminate...
Yeah, it's probably because she was probably just standing behind glass.
Or something, yeah.
Or something, and it wasn't actually a mirror.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I guess... then she'd have to have a twin.
We're not special effects people, but
I guess you wouldn't have to have a twin since you only see, like, the back of the girl.
Okay. Remember the one thing he pointed out when she was on the computer?
About the search engine?
So they said this is what actually pops up. It shows the browser as a file, and it's in the Windows 98 machine. It's Win98 desktop, blah, blah, blah. So it's an actual, like, yeah.
So they pull up a file.
Yeah, they're pulling up files like JPEGs or whatever.
It's dumb.
I bet there's, like, no real articles or anything. It's just pictures and, like, a bunch of nonsense.
Do you think people notice that in the theaters?
No. Because this is back in the day. People didn't fucking know what the internet was,
If we, like, paused it, do you think that
they actually wrote out on those articles, like, wrote out an actual...
No, that's what I was just saying. They definitely don't. There's always, like, placeholder shit.
They did have websites up for those at one point, they said.
For what? More promotion?
Yeah. But, I don't know.
So, this was supposed to be a realistic thing, too. Supposedly, in Canada right now, there's a ton of high schools that believe in Israel.
In Canada?
They believe in Israel?
Yeah, that's it.
What? Man... I bet The Grudge sucks too.
The Grudge does suck.
I haven't seen The Grudge.
The Grudge sucks.
The Grudge is a way scarier monster, I think.
Japanese Grudge.
Didn't one of the guys at our school, he did like the score for The Grudge 2 or something of The Grudge 3?
I heard that too.
Somebody did it, yeah.
Was it the guy who did Spider-Man as well?
I don't fucking know. Spider-Man gets around. Everybody's done him.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
And you know... They need those pictures, you know, the Spider-Man.
Bring me pictures of Spider-Man and the score.
Yeah, let's talk about the monster in this movie.
Okay.
The monster. So, how does she get onto the tape? What's her medium? How does she make that fucking tape?
I don't know.
She is a medium.
She's, like, dead, right?
Yeah, but how does she make the tape?
Because she's dead.
Like, how did it originate?
She's just haunted. She made spooky powers, and it made a spooky tape. And the spooky tape spooky killed people. Spook it up.
I think his question is, how did she make the spooky tape?
Yeah.
She used spooky powers.
Okay. She just used her powers?
Yeah, okay. She just... If she has powers...
Then why does she give people 7 days? Sets
and kill people by looking at them, 7 days she could probably make... They said 7 days, but yeah, because that's how long she survived at the bottom of the well.
Okay, so if that's what we were to believe, and at the end of the movie, or the first ending of the movie, when they're like, happy ending, they're holding hands, Noah and Rachel, and whatever, and then the boy is like, you helped her?
Yeah.
You helped her escape the well? I don't understand how, like, that's prevalent then.
What do you mean?
What is the difference? What's her motivation?
I don't know, maybe it was like...
She's fucking crazy.
Yeah, she just wants to kill people. She said that in the other videos. There was like, but you don't want to hurt anybody. And she's like, but I do. And it won't stop.
What's the point of helping her then? She helped her, but what was the consequence of helping her?
Fucking nothing, dude. It definitely just had no... Like, everything she did was... Yes,
pointless.
It was pointless. We watched her run around and do meaningless shit until she figured out that she had to just fuck up somebody else's life to save her own.
It's extremely pointless. This movie is pointless.
Yes, it is pointless.
Guys, we just ruined The Ring.
The Ring ruined itself.
It really did.
What do you expect?
Is The Ring like... And it's not even a metaphor for anything. It's just she saw the ring of the light from the well.
Right, that's what the ring is. It's the well.
But it's like...
No, they were saying the ring means a couple things. The ring's also referring...
Like what, that it's like a circus?
To the phone calls that you receive.
How?
I don't know. It was a thing. The guy's like...
Your phone rings.
It's ringing when you see the video.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Originally, what it meant in the Japanese film was the ring was the circle of, like the death that it caused continually. Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
That's originally what it meant in the Japanese film.
The ring is the freaking light at the top of the well.
That's what this movie did.
Yeah.
That's why it was in...
Is she in the well in Japan?
You see the ring, yeah. And then you die.
I never see the ring.
She filmed it from the well when she was dead. For you.
And then the boy is pointless.
And then the people on that... The people on the island...
They're crazy.
Like, the lady that was a doctor knew they killed the daughter. Like, yeah. She legit knew that she was dead.
I know. And, like, so was she adopted or wasn't she?
No, she had a baby.
No, she couldn't have a baby.
I think she, like, fucked up a lot and then she finally had a baby.
Okay. Is that what they decided upon? I mean, because they said that she was adopted, and then they said that she had a baby, according to the records, and then it said, like, that was her birth certificate, so she was born Samara Morgan, and then, like...
So what are you saying? She had a birth certificate, and they had records, so the baby was fucking born. That was
no.
Kid.
Yeah, we know she was born, but was it? But they were like saying that she was adopted, and then they were saying she wasn't.
Well, Mike Harrell told me that if you don't have nipples, then you don't have parents.
If you don't have a belly button, you don't have parents.
Oh yeah. What if they don't? What does it mean if they don't have nipples?
Then you got a birth defect. Because everybody has a belly button except for Kyle XY.
Kyle XY.
I thought I had
something funnier to say.
Were you Dish Baby?
Dish Baby.
Yeah, were you
a test tube baby? Yeah. Nobody says Dish Baby.
If you're a baby and you don't got cable, you got Dish sometimes. It works.
Cable is just an anagram for Caleb.
Quit saying
Were that. You a test tube baby?
If he has a belly button, then no.
Yeah, but also if you have an Audi, you're an alien. I had to check real quick to make sure I had a belly button.
If you have an Audi, you have money.
If you have an Audi, you're an alien. Chucky Finster was an alien.
Is that true? I thought it was just they didn't cut your fucking umbilical cord good enough.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's why you have a belly button.
I know why I have a belly button. I just didn't know why some people had an Audi.
Because, it's not tied
they
tight
didn't
enough.
Want a BMW.
I'm checking.
Are you looking up why people have belly
buttons? I need to know.
You don't believe in my belly button theory?
You ever read that shit post that was like, what if you didn't have nipples, but like your dad died and you woke up one day and you just didn't have nipples, and it turned out that every night when you went to sleep, he'd come in and give you hickeys on your chest, so it looked like you had nipples. You didn't read that?
No.
But everybody read that.
Scarier thought than this movie.
Dad, so it has nothing nipples. To do with how you cut it or clamp it.
Okay.
It just has to do with how your body deals with it and how much scar tissue is formed from your body.
Yeah, so some people just have shitty belly button genetics. Like, get over it. Not saying that you're inferior if you have an Audi. I'm just saying I'm better than you because I don't have one.
Mm-hmm. It's true, though.
Get it. Are we all innies?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
We're all in this bitch.
How many left-handers?
No. None. You.
Gross.
Fuck you, dog.
When you write, you just get shit smeared all over your hand.
Yeah, and then even when I use utensils.
Do you wipe your butt?
No, I don't. Left-handed people don't have skid marks. Isn't that weird?
They're not skid marks. They're stripes. Yeah, smelly stripes.
I was wrong. There was a short in 2005 called Rings. It was based off the idea, like the movie The Ring. It got a whole like two stars better than The Ring did.
The Ring sucks, yeah. Man. This movie sucks. The girl sucks. The horse that killed itself sucks.
And the guy that looks like Agent Scully and Brendan Fraser's kid.
It's not whatever.
He doesn't. He looks like Brendan Fraser and Sully. Scully. What's his name? Scully's the girl, right?
I don't know.
Mulder. I've never watched X Files.
I never knew who it was. David Duchovny. This movie, I kept getting glimpses of Scary Movie 3.
That's because they made fun of it.
That movie is way better than this movie. And those movies are bad.
Yeah, the Wayans brothers are an acquired shit taste. You either watch them or you don't. But I guess that's just anything in life, really. You either do or you don't.
Was there anything in this movie that you just like thought was creepy?
Wait, in Scary Movie 3, didn't one of them make out with the girl from The Ring?
Yes.
It's like a date.
I remember that happening vividly. Yes.
Wait, they made out?
Thought.
Yeah, but they like hooked up.
No, I thought it was the...
Yeah, they totally hooked up. You're right.
The two... I thought it was Pamela Anderson and somebody else were, like, pillow fighting on the bed.
No, that happens. But there's a thing where, like, somebody...
anything?
One of the guys... It's the black guy, I think, hooks up with the...
Yeah, Shorty?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy.
With the ring girl?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Scary Movie 3 still?
Yeah.
Didn't Shorty get shot in the chest in the first movie?
Scary Movie 3 doesn't have those people in it.
It does.
Scary Movie 3 is the one that's making fun of Signs.
Signs. Oh, with Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
That movie was scary. And 8 Mile. The alien, and then I was fucking stupid.
And 8 Mile.
Why would they make fun of 8 Mile? It's not even a horror movie.
Because the brother from Signs goes to 8 Mile and does rap. Who cares? And then The Ring happens.
This movie, what was creepy was when she moved the papers and the bug came out and you said, "Ah!"
Yeah, and Kyle got a little spooked.
Just with the audio. I'm keeping it that
What's
way.
The point of the chair spinning upside down? Like, the video
It was seriously like an art film that
all of us. I think all of us were like, ugh, when the finger went through the nail.
Yep.
And that happened twice. And nobody flinched the first time.
We didn't notice.
Yeah, the first time you watch the movie, the film, it show you can see the fingers going through, and then the fingers are in the box.
Yeah, they're like wiggling around and shit.
Yeah, so fuck this movie, guys. Let's go to segments.
Okay. Sure.
Would it be better with Michael Cera?
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious who's going to be Michael Cera.
All right, name it. Do it.
The little boy.
Okay. Okay. Legit.
Because fuck that guy.
Dude, you got to stop playing with that. Awesome. It's so loud. The little boy.
Yep.
I fucking hate that kid.
I hate that kid too. He's such like an anus.
It's just such a downer, dude. This movie.
Yeah, the movie was miserable.
It was like, I was so hyped for this.
All it did was rain through this whole movie.
It did. It was
Michael
Seattle.
Michael would have made it rain in a better way.
And like, after she watched the movie and went outside of the cabin, you could see that it was a staged like rain because it was only falling in like this weird 4x9 square, so like you could tell where the rain was and where it wasn't.
Well, I actually learned that water doesn't really show up on screen, so when they're filming rain scenes they usually use milk.
I don't think that's true.
I feel like that's
it
not
is
real.
I learned it at the Universal Studios freaking tour, the like movie thing.
Is that like when they had like shitty cameras or something? Because
that's definitely not true.
It's totally true. Who would you replace with Michael Cera while I look this up?
There's no way.
I would replace the dad of Samara.
Legit. Legit.
I want to see Michael Cera electrocute himself with all that shit in the bathtub.
I always want the weird shit. I want Michael Cera's face on that horse.
I want Michael Cera to have like.
Really? Nobody said the ring girl?
No.
I feel like it's too obvious.
The only way that the ring girl would make me happy is, like, you know how she shows her face to Noah at the end?
It's milk added to water.
It just looks like the ring girl, but when, the hair moves, it's Michael Cera's face. That's the only time.
7 days. Take a little sip.
7 days.
Oh, my God.
7 sips. Oh, fuck, man.
Sometimes, but not as a rule, it's never just milk. It would come up looking white, but milk added to water. I know this was the case for Singing in the Rain. Oftentimes, they mix milk and water or water and other liquids because pure rainwater doesn't really show up well in film. Eat a dick. Boom. Shit.
And what are you looking this up? Asshole that fucking lied to you .com?
Yeah, it's actually on the internet, so.
What is it?
Oh, good.
Dude, it's on Yahoo Answers.
Fuck Yahoo Answers.
There's a link.
Yeah, there's a link in Zelda 2, but we don't fucking talk about that, do we?
True.
So what did you pick, Caleb?
I picked the horse.
As your MVP?
The horse that... Or instead of the horse, you just want Michael Cera in that cage?
No, I want the horse, but I want Michael Cera's face on the horse.
I want all the horses replaced with Michael Cera, so like when my horses died, drowned themselves, and then you just see Michael Cera, like a bunch of Michael Cera's washed up on the beach.
Totally.
Yes. Or when he fell off the boat and went into the horse propeller. It'd be a Michael Cera propeller.
The Cera propeller.
And he would there'd just be like shredded Michael Cera's
shredded
going
wheat
out of the bags.
Or literally anybody in this movie could be Michael Cera and it'd be better.
What if everyone was Michael Cera?
Why don't we just make a movie called The Ring, but it's just Michael Cera sitting in a room?
It's just a bunch of Michael Cera's like hand to feet in a circle.
Cheetos sound good.
Cheetos were so good, dude. I'm so sad they're gone.
I'm so sad that Vine is gone. All right, now that I have Our God is an Awesome God stuck in my head.
Don't touch that. My God, man, we have enough problems with people touching shit.
All right, who is your most valuable primate?
Primate,
like the Pokemans.
The mom.
Really? Because she's hot? Is that why?
Yeah, because she's rocking bod.
She's got that rocking bod.
She's got them boob joints.
Yeah, she's got
going
those.
On a little
gem. Her eyes are on point, too.
She's got that. She's got that bod. She was wearing that green shirt and her eyes were green. That's the only time I noticed because her eyes are the same color as her shirt.
Wow.
Fuck you.
I'm going with the mom because she's just hot enough to pull off being a shitty parent.
Sadly, I think I'd have to go with you on that one. Yeah, because she's like the only person in this movie that was enjoyable.
Your controller batteries are low.
No, Goose Magoops is online.
My MVP, that retarded kid.
The one that was pushing himself in a circle?
He didn't say anything. And the only thing he said was he just repeated that girl because it was like...
This movie had two scenes in it where it was just complete nonsense. When she gets to the cabin the first time, he goes, pick a card. That was pointless.
Oh, God. I was laughing so hard at that part just when I showed it. He was literally doing nothing. That man was standing there with a deck of cards over doing fucking nothing.
Yeah.
It was just like...
What was the point of it? And then the other one is when we are introduced to that kid playing with that like weird... Like those blocks on the fucking chain. Whatever they're... On the metal pipes...
You never had that when you were a little kid?
I didn't have it, but my dentist office had it.
I had one.
That's not fun.
It was fun when I was like...
Is it fun?
When I was like 30.
They're attached to the same thing. You can't ever interchange which thing they're on. All you can do is push them across the same like colored fucking beam.
Yeah. It's fun if you're like 3, dude, or 2.
Or high, probably.
Or mentally handicapped. Okay, so he's my MVP. Sorry if I offended people by calling him retarded, but he's not quick in the brain.
It doesn't matter.
Why, it froze?
I don't care. We're almost done. I think we're good still. Because the last time it lied and said it froze, it didn't really.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. But the first time it did. But we're still rolling, baby. We're still rolling.
It's an answer.
I gotta get this fixed.
Yeah, dude.
What... part of this movie which you burn and leave
the boy. I would burn that kid. Disrespectful to his mom, calls her Rachel. Call her mom, you little bitch. And now he doesn't blink once in this whole fucking movie. You can prove me wrong, he might have, but he didn't. he was just he's not a good child actor. He sucks. And he deserves to burn in hell.
Oh my god. I feel like
you didn't. You weren't supposed to help her. Well, why didn't you tell me what to do? You drew a picture of the house. You told me where the well was. Like, can you just leave me alone? Bitch.
I'm so glad that you guys, hate this movie, though, because I remember this movie not being good, and you two were hyped AF on this movie, and I was like, whatever.
You didn't even tell us that you thought it was going to be shitty.
It doesn't matter what I tell you guys. We're going to watch it anyway, so fuck it.
I know, but at least I would have came in thinking it was worse than I remember.
No, dude, it's good. I like the...
What's a movie that... No, you like Jeepers Creepers. That movie fucking blows.
I watched it again as an adult, and I didn't like it, but I liked it when I was younger.
Yeah, it sucks.
No, not completely.
It sucks completely. It has Justin Long in it, the end.
Jeepers Creepers 2 is good too.
Is it? Mister, I'm on a bus for the whole movie and then nothing happens, the end.
For the whole movie.
And then they fucking harpoon the guy into the wall. They're on a bus for 90% of the movie.
Okay, spoiler alerts.
Spoiler alerts for Jeepers Creepers 2, which you can only get on VHS.
Okay, get it on DVD and Blu-ray.
You can't get it on Blu-ray. I almost guarantee you can't get it on Blu-ray. Prove me wrong, I don't care. All right, Caleb, what would you burn down and leave, Mr. fucking not paying attention anymore because that's how much he cares?
Man, this fucking movie.
You're not even in the mic, probably.
I will burn down this fucking movie! There you go.
You don't think you're that heated about it. The most energy is Caleb mad about me telling him that he's not involved.
Fuck this. I would burn down... Thanks for asking me, guys. I would burn down...
I thought you already told us.
Yes! You already went.
No, he didn't. No, I just thought you did.
I didn't tell you guys shit. Way to show me you love me, assholes. I would burn down the mother because she's not even good at killing. She could barely have a kid, and then she could barely kill it.
The mom of the witch girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, okay, I'd burn this whole fucking thing down.
She killed herself anyway. She jumped off a cliff.
She did herself, yeah.
Was it? Did she do like a flip?
She probably did. You would like to think.
The whole family, they had a kid and then the whole family died.
That's usually what happens.
Okay, hold on though. Anybody, that's everybody ever though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Also,
I had a kid and then like I died 70 years later.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like this happened fast.
That the dad, okay. That guy was old by the time they found the video. The tape came out in like 79.
1979?
Yeah.
Damn.
So like, it wasn't fast.
Did you see the new article that they're saying that millennials may be the first generation that doesn't have to die?
Did you read the article where I want to?
That's a, yeah. It's like, in like 20 years it might be made available to like the public, but they can start reversing like aging because they're saying they're looking at aging as like a disease of just time taking its effect on the body.
That sounds like the dumbest thing ever.
Well, listen, it's we're all gonna be in the fucking singularity.
If I have to be like 50,
I just want
to, and then live forever, then I'd be like, fuck it, dude, don't make me an old guy forever.
I'd be happy if like my brain kept
also
degrading.
You can't retire if
you live forever.
You live forever. You could take like a decade or something off.
Damn, dude.
Then you have to go back to work as
a to be a DJ forever. I'd have to have the best job ever. Fuck. No, I'd be happy if my brain kept being like shitty, like kept like aging, but like my body would still be like not decrepit.
Why? So then you just eventually die?
You would die, but you wouldn't like have like the I'm 100 years old and I can't even fucking poop myself right. Like, I'd rather be, like, 100 years old and, like, banging hot 20-year-olds, dude. Because everybody looked like they were hot 20-year-olds.
All right. You guys...
Okay, God. Okay, God. All
right.
Fuck this movie! My fucking God!
Shit, fucking shit.
You guys got any plugugs?
I got some plugugs.
You guys got any pegs? Pegging? Getting pegged? Plugs?
Well,
butt plugs? Leather butt plugs?
I got some plugs.
Bob Saget.
RedPersona.com.
It's up.
It's up. That's where you can find this sweet ass show.
It's hot. It's
this fire. Number one in the sun episode we got here. The Ring.
It'll never be as bad as hashtag horror. The episode
hashtag horror might be better than this one. And only because
we actually had
I enjoyed that movie more than this.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did, man.
You fucking didn't.
You knew I loved it.
Yeah, that fucking movie.
But yeah, trash. Red Persona. I almost said the wrong thing. RedPersona.com is up. You can find our website here. There, I mean, you can find the live shows, all episodes. If you're on SoundCloud, I'm going to just do the plug for the whole show.
Do it.
But for my plug. You can find the most recent of the old... Most recent... Quit doing that because you're making me lose my mind. You can find the most... Fuck, man! You can find the most recent episode on SoundCloud still, but all the older episodes will be on the website or iTunes or Spotify or... Stitcher.
Yeah,
so you can find us on Stitcher. You're literally giving me like a seizure. Also,
you turned a strobe on.
There is another podcast going to be up on there soon. We're in talks right now. It could be One Hit Wonderful World, that one podcast I was on where you listen to One Hit Wonder, and then you listen to the album that came out right after that One Hit Wonder happened. And you just kind of, like, fucking talk shit about it. It's great times. So check that out. It's on SoundCloud right now and iTunes and all that shit. That's my plugs. RedPersona.com. Check it out.
My buttock plugs are Bud... Sounds like butt plugs, right?
Butt clugs. Butt chug.
Go to buttica.com and you'll see some shit. You already know what I'm talking about. BUHDIHKUH.com. I got good old Mike Allison over here recording me up. We got some good music coming out for you about butts and wieners and things. And
I don't think either of those things are in one of the songs.
Butts and wieners?
Uh-huh.
I'll just write the next song called Butts and Wieners then.
Well, that's not true. Hot Dog Girl has wieners in it.
Yeah, because it's got literally a hot dog in it. Oh, my back hurts.
What?
My back hurts. Yuck. Anyway, follow me. Don't follow me on Vine. Because Vine is closing down. This is so sad. But follow me on everything else. On, what is it? Twitter.
Instagrams.
Insta. Twitter.
Instagrams.
F books.
Word Twitter. Picture Twitter.
Fuck books.
Face Twitter. If you go to facebook.com/BDKisAwesome.
No.
Then you'll see pictures of me there.
No way, dude. That's cray cray.
I got that. Yeah, there's recordings that'll be out after the allotted time.
Yes, you can definitely hear how good of an engineer I am based off of how those tracks sound. That I recorded. Sweet. So far, they sound pretty good. I listened to them, so.
All right, Caleb, what you got?
I got my typical YouTube one, Classy Mac YouTube. We are starting promotions for my album, so if you go to Facebook, Caleb Shoex.
What album? Which one? Is that the To the Wolves album?
Nah, man, my personal album.
That doesn't exist anymore.
My personal album called Incubus is coming out.
Is it?
You called your album Incubus?
Yeah. It's a concept album.
Like the band Incubus?
Like the demon Incubus.
People are going to be looking up Incubus and accidentally download your album.
I think it's the other way around.
Wait, what?
People are going to be looking up his album and find an Incubus.
Incubus.
Anyways. Yeah, that's my plugs.
Spagooty.
Sweet. This fucking movie ruined me. I'm depressed, guys.
It ruined my life.
We've watched
not only did we watch
30 shitty movies, and this one depressed me.
This one depressed all of us.
You know, well, not even that. Is like, this wasn't even a good movie, but we all watched it sober. Like, we didn't even have...
I watch it sober every week.
That's the issue, Buttercup. We're not drunk.
I watch it sober every time, and I'm depressed. This is the first time. We got a live show coming up December 6th at the McNally Smith Cafe in downtown St. Paul. Check it out. It's 6 to 8 p.m. on December 6th.
Soundbite Cafe.
The Soundbite Cafe.
And how to get in there, for all you people who don't know, you just take the elevator to the third floor.
Yeah, just figure out, just get there. Card.
Nah, not when there's open shows.
Oh, cool.
Or you can take the stairs. But, yeah. Somebody will be able to help you out to find the place. Wow. We're doing Les Mis, so make sure... we're doing the 2012 or whatever year it came out.
We're doing the movie.
Well, there's a couple movies.
We're doing the new movie.
We're doing the musical version.
I like musicals. What is it about? Give me a 7-second summary.
It's a musical about the French Revolution, and somebody steals bread, and a cop is chasing him for years.
I thought it was about chocolate. Oh, no, that's that chocolate movie. Chocolat.
And then they... then there's a daughter.
What's that movie?
And that's it. That you movie's stupid. Let's chocolate? Do it. Am I trying to explain our show?
I got it. You explained... 2 seconds of it. That's all I wanted.
Well, thank you all for listening to Burn It Down and Leave. We watched The Ring. I'm Caleb Juex.
I'm dying inside.
I'm Buttica.
See you all in the next week.
Goodbye forever.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.